So we are reading from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that is creation, chapter number 17, punishment and reward of Kali. Text number 17, please repeat after me. Dharma uvacha etad vaha pandaveyanam yuktamartamayam vachaha yesham gunaganaihi krishno dautyadau bhagavan krataha dharmo uvacha etadva pandaveyanam yuktamartamayam vachaha yesham guna gunai krishno dautyadau bhagavan krataha etadva pandaveyanam yuktamartamayam vachaha yesham guna gunai krishno dautyadau bhagavan krataha etadva pandaveyanam yuktamartamayam vachaha yesham gunaganai krishno dautyadau bhagavan krataha. Please repeat. Dharma uvacha etadva pandaveyanam yuktamartamayam vachaha yesham gunaganai krishno dautyado bhagavan krita. Dharma uvacha etadvai pandaveyana yukta martamayam vacha yuktamartamayam vachah Mataji dharma uvacha etadvah pandaveyana krishna dautyado bhagavan krutah. Dharma uvacha, the personality of religion said, etat, all these, vah, by you, pandaveyanam, of those who are in the Pandava dynasty, yuktam, just befitting, artha, the sufferer, abhayam, freedom from all fears, vachaha, speeches, yesham, those, gunaganaihi, by the qualifications, krishnaha, even Lord Krishna, dautyadau, the duty of a messenger, etc. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, krataha, performed. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Arvind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. the translation, the personality of religion said, "These words just spoken by you befit a person of the Pandava dynasty." Captivated by the devotional qualities of the Pandavas, even Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, performed duties as a messenger. Purport. The assurances and challenges made by Maharaj Parikshit are never exaggerations of his real power. The Maharaj said that even the denizens of heaven could not escape his stringent government if they were violators of religious principles. He was not falsely proud, for a devotee of the Lord is equally as powerful as the Lord, or sometimes more powerful by His grace. And any promise made by a devotee, though it may be ordinarily very difficult to fulfill, is properly executed by the grace of the Lord. The Pandavas, by their unalloyed devotional service and full surrender unto the Lord, made it possible for the Lord to become a chariot driver, or sometimes their letter messenger. Such duties executed by the Lord for His devotee are always very pleasing to the Lord, because the Lord wants to render service to His unalloyed devotee, whose life has no other engagement than to serve the Lord with full love and devotion. Maharaj Parikshit, grandson of Arjuna, the celebrated friendly servitor of the Lord, was a pure devotee of the Lord, like his grandfather, and therefore the Lord was always with him, even from the time when he was helplessly lying in the womb of his mother and was attacked by the blazing Brahmastra weapon of Ashwatthama. A devotee is always under the protection of the Lord, and therefore the assurance of protection by Maharaj Parikshit could never be without meaning. The personality of religion accepted this fact and thus thanked the king for his being true to his exalted position. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, we are continuing our reading from Bhagavatam now. Srimad Bhagavatam, the chapter we are reading right now, is very instructive in terms of how a person should be very quickly responsive to a different type of situations. In the material world, we see different calamities come without invitation. Any calamity or any type of bewilderment, any type of unexpected sudden event can occur at any time. And if we are not ready for it, if we are not on that level where we can see Krishna's mercy, where we see Krishna's desire of how I should react to a particular situation, then we may not be able to react in the proper manner. But the devotee of Krishna, who is constantly meditating on Krishna, who is constantly following Krishna's path of devotional service, such a devotee is being constantly situated in that proper consciousness. They can take action immediately. So we see that Maharaj Parikshit, he is going on his chariot, and he saw that there was a person who was actually a low class Shudra, but he was dressed like a king, and he was beating the cow, and the cow had tears. And also he saw that there was a bull, and the bull was standing on only one leg, and the bull was also in a very sad condition. Immediately Maharaj Parikshit is, you know, as we saw in the previous verses, it's just a recap. Immediately Maharaj Parikshit was ready to take action. He was ready to punish the miscreant and protect Dharma. And he is also giving assurance to the mother cow that you don't have to worry. For as long as I live, there is no need for you or for anyone who is poor or anyone who is weak to fear in under my jurisdiction. As long as I am living, you don't have to worry. And when the personality of Dharma, that is the bull, when he heard such assurance, then he is glorifying Parikshit Maharaj. So that is what we are reading today, that Dharma Uvacha, that is Dharma is the bull, and he is telling the personality of religion. He is saying that the words that you have spoken, they befit your character, because you are from the Pandava dynasty. You are speaking in the same lines as your forefathers have spoken. So for us to understand this is, we should also speak in the same line of our previous acharyas. Our speech should also be in the same line, on the same direction, in the same path that has been shown to us by previous acharyas. So that is very important. And if we do that, then we will also be glorified in this world. Just like Maharaj Parikshit is being glorified because of his character as he and Dharma personality, the bull. Now, if we read the first statement of Srila Prabhupada's purport, Srila Prabhupada has written this purport very beautifully, and it has many meanings, many deeper insights can be drawn. The assurances and challenges made by Maharaj Parikshit are never exaggerations of his real power. The Maharaj said that even the denizens of heaven could not escape his stringent government if they were violators of religious principles. Now, in general, we see that demigods punish humans. In general, we see that when a human being performs a mistake, then the denizens of demigods, they are more powerful and they are the ones who punish. But here in this case, we see that Maharaj Parikshit, his power, his strength and his governance is on that level where if a demigod makes a mistake, if a demigod is not following the proper path of Dharma, then even Maharaj Parikshit, he is ready to punish such a personality. And that's how he is assuring to the mother cow and the bull. Srila Prabhupada said that he was not falsely proud. These are not the words coming from somebody who is puffed up. You know, sometimes people, they know that I don't have to give any proof. So they speak, they blabber a lot, more than necessary, sometimes more than they can even imagine. They like to imagine, speculate, and just gossip and blabber. But Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that Parikshit Maharaj is not falsely proud. That's his real power. That's his real strength. And how did he get that strength? How can a human be so powerful that he is even ready to chastise or correct demigods, the denizens of heaven? Srila Prabhupada gives immediately in the answer in the next line. For the devotee of the Lord is equally as powerful as the Lord, or sometimes more powerful by His grace. So, it's very difficult to understand statement that sometimes a devotee becomes as powerful as Krishna, or sometimes even more powerful. So, can anyone give example where we see that devotee appears to have conquered, or devotee appears to have surpassed the strength of Krishna? Sometimes we see that even Krishna has been surpassed by a devotee. Okay, Srila Prabhupada, Mother Yashoda, Hanuman. Srila Prabhupada mentions these all examples that Anand Kirtan Prabhu and our dear Lalit Prabhu, they're saying all these. Prabhupada mentions these examples in one of the purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Any other example? Prahlad. How did Prahlad surpass Narasimha Dev? Arjuna. What's that? How did Bhishma? He made Krishna break his vow. Yeah, that's a very good example. Yeah. Or Arjuna, because Arjuna, it appears that Krishna is driving for Arjuna. It appears that Arjuna is the master and Krishna is servant. That's how it appears. So if we look, sometimes we see that Mother Yashoda, when she was trying to bind Krishna's belly, so many acharyas have prayed to Mother Yashoda, because you are so great, you are trying to bind the belly which holds entire creation. So there was one time, there was a struggle that Krishna didn't want to be bound, Mother Yashoda wants to bind Krishna. And who won? Mother Yashoda won, she bound Krishna. So sometimes it appears that the devotee is conquering the heart of Krishna. Or there was also Shridama, that when Krishna and his all cowherd friends would perform so many pastimes, they would play in various ways. The one of the most important play was wrestling. And they had a rule: whoever would lose the game of wrestling, that person has to carry the winner on his back. And he has to take that winner as a, you know, trophy. He has to take him all over Vrindavan. And that person is so happily declaring to the world that this person has been defeated by me. So at such a fight, a wrestling game, Shridama and Krishna, they're fighting, that they're having wrestling game. And one time he defeated Krishna. And so he was sitting on the shoulder of Krishna. And Krishna is carrying. And he is saying that, today I defeated Krishna. You all think, Brajavasis, you all think that Krishna is so powerful. But today he has been defeated. So that pastime has also been very beautifully described in Gopal Champu, in Jiva Goswami. He mentions that how Krishna sometimes, he sees that the love a devotee has for me is so intense, is so thick, that I don't want to surpass that love. I just want to enjoy this moment. I just want to enjoy, relish the love that a devotee has for me. So Krishna sometimes likes to be conquered, like to be subdued by his devotee. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a beautiful verse. Krishna explains, Mora putra, mora sakha, mora pranapati, ehi bhave, ehi more kare shuddha bhakti. Apanake bada mane amar samahina, sei bhave hai ami tahar adhina. So Krishna is mentioning that the great devotees, the pure unalloyed devotees, sometimes they think Mora putra, he is my son. Mora sakha, the friends, they think that he is my friend. He is not the personality of Godhead. He is my friend. That's all I know. Krishna is my friend. And Mora pranapati, gopis think that he is the master of my heart. He is my lover. That's all they know. And with that intention, with such intense love, kare shuddha bhakti, they are performing pure, unalloyed devotional service. And apanake bada mane, sometimes in that thick love, they forget who is God and who is servant. Sometimes they completely, their love clouds the understanding of Bhagawan. They completely don't know who Krishna is Bhagawan because of the thick love. And they think apanake bada mane. Sometimes they think that I am the master. Like Mother Yashoda thought, he is my son, he has to be obedient to me. Apanake bada mane. They think that Krishna has to be obedient to me. The entire creation is trying to obey the path that is set by Krishna. Everyone wants to try to follow and fulfill Krishna's instructions, but the pure devotees of Vrindavan who have achieved that platform by surrendering to Krishna and performing devotional service for many, many lifetimes, they have found a platform where they see themselves on a higher. Apanake bada mane. And amar sama aur hina. And sometimes they think me to be equal. Or sometimes they think me to be inferior. But Krishna says, sei bhave hai ami tahara adhina. That, but their love is so tasty. Their love is so pure, condensed, that I surrender unto that love with which they worship me. So that's why Krishna becomes subordinate to his devotees. So for example, Hanuman. We see Hanuman appears to be more powerful than Lord Ramachandra. Ramachandra asked all the monkey soldiers to go and find Mother Sita. Go and find where is she, or at least find the direction. At least find out some location. And Hanuman, he jumped across the ocean. And he appears to be so powerful, he burnt down the Lanka. And almost he appeared to be victorious, like he could have killed. And appears to be that he was saying that, oh Mother Sita, just sit on my shoulder and I'll take you back right now. At this moment, let me take you back. But Mother Sita gives a beautiful answer. There are so many reasons she gives, but one of the most important reasons that she gives is, this pastime is not to glorify me or glorify you, Hanuman. Krishna is always the most powerful. And whenever Krishna performs a pastime, our duty is to glorify Ramachandra. In this case, Ramachandra. Do you think he cannot release me? Do you think he cannot kill Ravana? He can kill any moment. And that's why it's better to be patient. And if I come with you, everyone will say, Jai Hanuman. Everyone will say, Bhagwan Hanuman. Everyone will say that Hanuman is the best. But if we just patiently wait, my Lord Ramachandra will come. And he will subdue Ravana. He will kill Ravana in the manner, in the fashion that we cannot imagine, that you cannot even do in that fashion. He is always glorious. He is always victorious. And our duty is to be surrendered into His pastime and to glorify Him and not to find a way by which we may be glorified. So, that's the mentality of pure devotees. And we see Ramachandra, when he comes on the bank, when he's at the ocean, he asks all the monkey soldiers where to build a bridge. Hanuman crossed the bridge just by a jump. On the other hand, Lord Ramachandra says, I need a bridge. It appears that Hanuman is more powerful. But we have to understand that devotee sometimes surpasses by the mercy of Krishna. So that's why Srila Prabhupada mentions here that for a devotee of the Lord is equally as powerful as the Lord, or sometimes more powerful by His grace, by the mercy of Krishna. And all the devotees remember this, and that's why they surrender to Krishna. Also, you said Prabhupada. That's also very important to understand that Srila Prabhupada is also the best example for this. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He is Sakshat Krishna. He is Krishna Himself. And He is playing the role of a devotee. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent all His followers all over India, different places. And He gave all the instructions. And He also said that, Amar Agyay Guru Hoy Tarei Desh. He also told everyone that you should preach, constantly preach and spread the message, spread the holy names of Krishna all over the world. But He Himself didn't do it. We see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, last 18 years of His life, we see He was staying in Jagannath Puri. Very simply, He was staying. If He wanted, He could have come to different parts of the world. He could have preached all over the world. He would have done that job. But He did not do that. On the other hand, we see Srila Prabhupada. He came to Western world. He preached like a lion. And He preached all parts of the world. It appears that Srila Prabhupada has achieved, or He could do what Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not do. It appears that Srila Prabhupada has been received, has been given, bestowed such a choicest mercy by Krishna that even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't do what Srila Prabhupada has done. So, in that sense, we also understand Srila Prabhupada's contribution. And sometimes how devotee surpasses Krishna's personality by His own grace. Also, we see Krishna performs different activities out of love. In this beautiful verse, we see Dharma is saying that captivated by the devotional qualities of the Pandavas, even Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, performed duties as a messenger. So Krishna doesn't have to perform a duty like a messenger. Krishna would have said that send one of your guards to Hastinapur. I don't have to do that job. Because that job can be done by anyone. It's not of my stature. You know, I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you're sending me as a messenger. That doesn't sound that good. Or even if He would have refused to Arjuna, He would have said that Krishna, you know, when Arjuna said, Krishna, would you like to be with me on the battlefield of Kurukshetra? It will be very nice if you are with me. It will give me strength. Would you like to be with me as a chariot driver? Krishna would have said that, come on man, what are you talking about? Are you really kidding me? I am Krishna, I am the Supreme Personality of God. Like even Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, even these guys stay in the line if just to see me. And you are telling me that I should drive for you. But Krishna's personality, we see that He, out of His love for devotees, He thinks, He enjoys, that's what Srila Prabhupada mentions, that it's a beautiful statement by Srila Prabhupada. See, Srila Prabhupada mentions, the Pandavas, by their unalloyed devotional service and full surrender unto the Lord, made it possible for the Lord to become a chariot driver or sometimes their letter messenger. Such duties executed by the Lord for His devotee are always very pleasing to the Lord, because the Lord wants to render service to His unalloyed devotee. Now, many times we are told that, Prabhu, please, we are supposed to act like a servant. Please try to be humble, try to act like a servant. And many times we are told that we are the servants of Krishna. Our only eternal position is being servant of the servant of the servant. And sometimes it becomes too much for us. Why always servant, servant? You know, it sometimes pierces our ego. But when we see that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, He takes pleasure in being servant of His devotee. So how much pleasure there is in being a servant than being master? And one of the reasons why Krishna comes to this world as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is He wonders that how Srimati Radharani, she is so happy, she is serving me, but she is more happy than myself. Actually, I am being served. So the person who is being served should be deriving more pleasure, more happiness from that exchange. Because the master, I am the master. How is it possible that Srimati Radharani, she is more happy, more jubilant by the service she is performing to me? She is more happy. How come I am getting little happiness and she is getting more happiness out of this exchange, even though I am the master and she is the servant? So something we need to understand is such position of being a servant of the servant of servant is even aspired by Krishna. Even Krishna wants to taste the happiness, the mellow of the servitorship, of serving Krishna in that fashion. He wants to enjoy that happiness. So how much happiness there must be that it even attracts the all-attractive, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So whenever we think next time that why we are being hampered, why am I being hammered all the time that, you know, be a servant, try to follow this, or we are supposed to act like a servant, be humble, we should understand that even Supreme Personality of Godhead is taking part, is even attracted by the servitorship, the happiness that is there in serving. And all the Brajavasis, even though they appear in different rasas, different mellows, it appears that the friends of Krishna, they think that we are equal. The friends of Krishna, they say that Sakha Sakhya Bhave Kare Skandhe Arohana Tumi Ki Bada Lokhe Tumi Ami Sama. That the friends think that you and me are equal. Krishna, how are you any better than me? We are equal. And with that mentality, sometimes they step on Krishna's shoulder. They sometimes climb Krishna's shoulder. But we have to understand, Srila Prabhupada writes beautiful statement in those purports. He mentions that the servitorship is the basis, is the base of every mellow. That sometimes when the servitorship, the servitude becomes very thick, when someone perfects the servitorship, being servant, dasya bhav, dasya ras, when that becomes thick, then one enters sakhya ras. But sakhya ras is not independent of dasya ras. All the higher rasas always involve servitorship. Even Mother Yashoda, when she is thinking that Krishna must listen to me because I am the mother and he is a child, he has to listen to me. That time, Mother Yashoda is not proud, is not falsely proud. Actually, she is inside thinking that I am servant of Krishna and I have to make sure that he listens to me so that his future becomes bright, so that he becomes a good person when he grows up. I don't want Krishna to end up like a crazy boy. So that's her mentality. Her mentality is inside they are all servants. even though externally they may manifest different rasas, even the gopis, they take the pleasure in serving Krishna. So servitorship is the basis of all the relationships between devotees of Krishna and Krishna himself. And the final lesson that we can get, 8:17. The last statement Srila Prabhupada mentions is, a devotee is always under the protection of the Lord. And therefore, the assurance of protection by Maharaj Parikshit could never be without meaning. The personality of religion accepted this fact and thus thanked the king for his being true to his exalted position. So, it's very important that the assurance that is being given by the person, it should not be false. Because in this material world, on every step, we will find people giving us false assurance. Sometimes our friends, they will say, hey buddy, don't worry, I'm with you. Take a sip or take a puff of cigarette. We are buddies, I'm always with you. Such friendship or sometimes such assurances, you know, are very dangerous. So, who is giving assurance is also very important. When Parikshit Maharaj is giving assurance to Dharma, personality, the bull and the cow, his assurance is not false assurance. It is real assurance because he is the devotee of Krishna. Because he is a devotee of Krishna, he can say, he can instill fearlessness in the hearts of others because he himself has that fearlessness. Only a pure devotee of Krishna, he can say that, don't worry, I am there. Because otherwise, all our so-called friends, our so-called relatives, so-called people, different varieties of people in the world, we see, they will give us false assurances. Don't worry, everything will be fine. That's like the mantra of the world. Like, don't worry, be happy, enjoy this moment. But we must understand who is giving that false assurance. Is he himself having that assurance? Does he have fearlessness that he can give it to me? So that is something we must understand. Like Srila Prabhupada, he one time when in the British Kolkata, in the World War II, when the Japanese were bombing Kolkata, Srila Prabhupada was frying kachoris because his wife didn't want to go to Mayapur. Srila Prabhupada sent his kids to Mayapur. They were protected. But the wife said, no, I'm not going anywhere. This is my home. Jiyenge yahan pe, marenge yahan pe. I will live here and if I have to die, I'll die here. But I won't leave. So Srila Prabhupada thought, what should I do? As an ideal husband, I'm supposed to protect my wife. So Srila Prabhupada stayed. And there were bomb blasts. The Japanese were dropping bombs. And Prabhupada also, there is a tape where Srila Prabhupada also mimics the sound. Like how, like that, there was little sound and then big blast. And any moment, you don't even know where the bomb is going to land. Any moment there could be an explosion on top of your head. And that's it, the end of the story. At such situation, Srila Prabhupada was chanting Hare Krishna. And at such situation, Srila Prabhupada was frying kachoris. Like how many of us would even think of kachoris? We would be somewhere under the table. Archit Prabhu is there. Because he is also having that fearlessness that Srila Prabhupada has bestowed. So, if we get that mentality from Srila Prabhupada, that comes because of his unalloyed devotional service to Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada later on said to his disciples, on that tape, you see, Srila Prabhupada said, I was thinking that if the bomb lands on my head, anyways I am chanting Hare Krishna, I will definitely go back to Godhead. I will go back to Krishna. And if by Krishna's desire, the bomb doesn't land on me, anyways I am frying kachoris, I will offer them and eat and nicely enjoy. So in this way or that way, a devotee of Krishna is always happy. He is always completely protected by the personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. Krishna is always protecting the devotees, and when we follow such a devotee that has been completely protected by Krishna, then we also come under the same wing of Krishna. And then we also can be fearless, just like Srila Prabhupada is. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has comment or question? Hare Krishna. Yes, bro.
Okay, Hare Krishna. You're saying how the foundation of all the rasas is dasya. They're all acting as servants. I've also read somewhere that with each progressive rasa, it includes all the before rasas also. So that I can theoretically understand that all the way up to Vatsalya rasa, because Krishna can, as a son, can be a friend, and also you're serving Krishna. But I was wondering how, in Madhurya rasa, how can someone have that parental affection?
Yeah. It is there, like, you are a brahmachari, so you may not know the details. But what happens is, the wife of a person, she cooks for the person, for the husband. And she is performing the duties just like a mother does for the child. So, Chanakya Pandit mentions that the ideal wife or the perfect wife is the one who serves the husband just like a mother in the morning time, like a sister in the daytime, like a best friend in the night time. Like that, there is a verse by Chanakya Pandit. So, what it means is, all these rasas, they are dependent on all the previous rasas. Even you see that gopis and Krishna, they have so much affection as a lover, but sometimes you see that they chastise Krishna sometimes. They also have feeling of protection to Krishna, that Krishna should be protected. They have the feelings of that Krishna should not do this or should not do that. It may not be exactly the motherly affection, but it's on the same lines. Many times we see that the wife also has motherly love for the husband. It doesn't have to be exactly like a mother, but on the same lines. Just like Chanakya Pandit, I quoted from Chanakya Niti, he says that in the morning time, the wife wakes up early and she cooks for the husband, and she performs all the duties like cleaning his clothes or different varieties of duties for the husband. And what category would you say that falls in? Like, in one sense, that these are the duties that our mother performed when we were little. And so, in that sense, he also says that the ideal wife is the one who serves the husband in different rasas. So, we also see that Mother Yashoda or even Nanda Baba, for example. Nanda Baba has also friendly disposition with Krishna. Many times he is having friendly talk with Krishna. Balaram, for example. Balaram is elder, so he has Vatsalya Bhav. He feels like Krishna is like my little brother, I need to protect him. Just like a parent would like to protect the child. And also in the Sakya Rasa, he fights with Krishna, wrestles with Krishna. Now wrestling cannot be performed with the father. So Balaram has to come down on the Sakya Rasa in order to perform the activity of wrestling or fighting with Krishna. Also as a servitor, sometimes when Krishna is very tired, and Krishna is laying down. Then Balram, we see that he takes the lotus feet of Krishna and he starts massaging. My dear brother, you are so tired, huh? You killed this demon today. You must be tired. Let me massage you. So Balram is performing these also services. Like a servitor, he is massaging Krishna. Like a friend, he wrestles. And like a parent, he protects. So in that sense, different devotees, even though they may be situated on a different, higher rasa, but that rasa is not independent. Srila Prabhupada mentions these all different aspects in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu commentaries, Nectar of Devotional Service. That time Srila Prabhupada mentions all of that. Archila Prabhupada.
Thank you for a very nice presentation, as usual, Shyamakant. It's interesting that in the West also, they say that a man will select a wife who reminds him of his mother. So there's some truth to that. There's some truth to that. They want to be taken care of in the same way that the mother took care of them. But at the same time, there's the Madhurya aspect. Obviously, you don't think of marrying your mother, but you want a woman who gives you that feeling that she will take care of you the way your mother did.
It is said, as an advice to all the ladies, that which man to be married. So they say that you should find the man who loves the mother, who loves his mother the most. Such a person should be married, so that in the future he will also love you the same way. So many times in today's world, we see girls, they have a condition that if you want to marry me, then leave your family. No mummy, no daddy, only wifey. So that's like modern culture. But we should understand, if you want your husband to leave the mummy and daddy, then how in the future you expect him to not leave you? So that's very important. So like Archit Prabhu very, very beautifully mentioned this point. It's very important, like all the girls also should learn like that. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.